feeling is there on this. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of opposition supporters marched through the Belarusian capital of Minsk Sunday, calling for an end to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's rule. This while heavily armed police and troops blocked streets and detained demonstrators. Protesters have now entered a third week since the disputed presidential election on August 9th, in which Lukashenko claimed victory, while opposition rivals Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said she was the true winner. Demonstrations of late are the largest the country has seen since independence from the USSR. Sunday's rally fell on Lukashenko's 66th birthday. He spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin shortly before the protests began, with the Kremlin leader wishing him a happy birthday. The latest rally came amid a harsh crackdown on media freedoms. On Saturday, the Belarusian Foreign Ministry withdrew accreditation for numerous journalists working for international media, including AFP, the BBC, and Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, with a government official citing counterterrorism concerns. Sudan's main rebel alliance has agreed on a peace deal with the government aimed at ending 17 years of conflict, official news agency SUNA said Sunday. The Sudan Revolutionary Front, or SRF, inked a peace deal with the government late Saturday. The SRF is an alliance of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile. A formal signing ceremony is planned for Monday in Juba, the capital of neighboring South Sudan, which has hosted the long-running talks since late 2019. The final agreement covers issues such as security, land ownership, and the return of people who fled their homes due to war. It also provides for the dismantling of rebel forces and the integration of them into the national army. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad issued a decree Sunday appointing a new cabinet without changing the heads of so-called sovereign portfolios. The decree, published on the presidency's social media channels, keeps the heads of the foreign affairs, defense, interior, economy, and information ministries in their posts, but changes those in charge of 12 other cabinet portfolios, including the ministries of finance, energy, and public health. The 29-minister government, which includes three female ministers, is the fifth to be formed since the outbreak of Syria's civil war in 2011. It came as Syria grapples with a grinding economic crisis, a spiraling coronavirus outbreak, and continued violence in the country's north. A new wave of U.S. sanctions against Syria that came into effect in June has sparked fears of deeper economic turmoil. More than 843,000 people have died of COVID-19 globally and with no vaccine or effective treatment yet available. Despite these numbers, there has been a steady opposition to lockdowns and social distancing measures in many parts of the world, often because of their harsh economic costs. But resistance has also come from the extreme right and left of the political spectrum, as well as from conspiracy theorists and anti-vaccine campaigners. In Berlin this weekend, thousands gathered to march against coronavirus restrictions, but police later stopped the rally because many were not respecting social distancing measures. Protesters waved German flags and shouted slogans against Chancellor Angela Merkel, slogans often used by the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Many carried placards promoting debunked conspiracy theories about vaccines, face masks, and even 5G communications. Similar protests were held in London and Zurich, where some carried signs supporting a far-right movement which promotes theories about Satan worshiping and deep state plots. And though the Tour de France set off from the French Riviera on Saturday, this in France, it starts 2 months later than planned, and with the French sport minister not ruling out the cancellation of the event because of the coronavirus. Under the Tour rules, a team with two positive tests in its entourage would be expelled. A virus testing cell will travel with the teams throughout the race. And New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art reopened its doors to the public after a six-month closure as visitors clapped and lined up for tickets. And soccer legend Lionel Messi has reportedly failed to show up for a coronavirus test at Barcelona's training ground, casting more doubt on his future at the La Liga powerhouse. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.